I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. A month or so ago, I was chatting with a friend who works at a local radio station here in Brisbane, and he pulled out of his pocket a little card. He gives one of these cards to everyone he interviews for his radio show, and everybody he talks to about it. Thanks for the chat, it said, here's how to tune in, and it listed all the different ways you could tune in, on AM, on DAB, their website address, what their app was called, and so on. We're in a very multi-platform world now. AM/FM is going down, listening on other platforms is on the rise. Radio stations are in more places than ever before. But the mistake we often fall into is assuming that our audience understands all that, and typically they don't. Of all the radio stations I've heard in Australia, very few are repeatedly reminding me where they broadcast. Some never tell me the frequency on air. Some do, but never also mention that they're on DAB+ or online. Research by the UK media regulator Ofcom shows that around two-thirds of people have never listened to the radio online, for example. Yet in the UK, almost every radio station is available in that way. And you'd be surprised how many people tell you, I'd love to listen at work, but I don't have a portable radio, when they're sitting in front of their computer all day. A multi-platform radio landscape needs constant reminders of all the different ways of how to tune in. And most British radio stations do include in their top of hour a reminder of the different platforms you can tune in, online, through your mobile, and so on. Listen.
It's BBC Radio 2, online on digital radio at 88 to 91 FM.
And now the BBC News at 11 o'clock. This is Harvey Cook.
On FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, senior police...
This is The Breeze, East Hampshire and South West Surrey. On FM, on your mobile, and online at thebreeze.com.
On FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio, this is Heart. It's 9 o'clock.
Some examples there from BBC Radio 2, LBC, The Breeze, and Heart. It's a simple and straightforward way to remind audiences that we're there, on the right platform, whenever you need us. Just one word of warning, though, we don't need to make this too complicated.
Broadcasting on the Astra 1 satellite via transponder 5 on a subcarrier frequency of 7.56 MHz.
Radio Nova!
Today's radio is multi-platform, so let's remind our audiences how to tune in whenever and however we can. And who knows, perhaps they will. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crid.land and, until next time, keep listening.